Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I will be right back.
Yo di Cuba libre, Fidel fue que no liberó, americano y con su cubano un pedino a Dios.
Today in the Arts Roundup, we are continuing to take a look at the rich cultural life in the city and province of Santiago de Cuba. Santiago de Cuba is undoubtedly an exceptional city in which multiple values are combined that allow the visitor to come into contact with the idiosyncrasy of its people, the culture and history of the place, while enjoying its exotic nature. In terms of the world of the dance, world-famous Tumba Francesa of Santiago de Cuba has survived the passage of time. The Tumba Francesa is a secular cultural manifestation of music, dance and song. It was introduced by slaves from Haiti, then a French colony known as San Domingo, whose owners resettled in Cuba's eastern regions following the slave rebellion during the 1790s. The genre flourished in the late 19th century with the establishment of Tumba Francesa societies, or Sociedades de Tumba Francesa, of which only three survive. The Society of Tumba Francesa, La Caridad de Oriente, for instance, was founded on February the 24th, 1862, and has its roots in plantations located in eastern Cuba, whose owners were of Spanish origin. Tumba Francesa has been described as a representative and unique prototype of the culture of eastern Cuba and has been declared by UNESCO as an intangible heritage of humanity. Tumba Francesa combines musical traditions of West Africa, Bantu, French and Spanish origin. Cuban ethnomusicologists agree that the word tumba derives from the Bantu and Mandinka words for drum. In Cuba, the word tumba is used to denote the drums, the ensembles, and the performances themselves. Tumba francesas are directed by a mistress of ceremonies, or mayora de plaza. Performances generally begin with improvised solo singing by the lead vocalists in a mixture of Spanish and French patois called creole cubano or patois cubano. After this introduction, the wooden cylindrical idiophones struck with two sticks, or kata, is played, with alternate call and response singing from a group of female vocalists or tumberas. After the kata establishes the beat, the three tumbas are played. These are single-headed hand drums. From largest to smallest, they are called premier or manma, bula, and segun. In addition, a shaker or cha-cha, or maruga, is commonly played by the tumberas and the mayoras throughout the performance. There are three main types of tumba performances or toques, each associated with a specific dance. There is mason, featuring the whole music ensemble and associated with a quadrille-style dance similar to the contradanza. There is the yuba. This toque follows the mason and is improvised. And lastly, there is the frente, which is played in front of the drums, hence the name. An additional toque called cinta is performed in Santiago de Cuba only. It is called so because the performance takes place around a tree trunk with coloured bands or cintas, which are red, white and blue. The dance in Tumba Francesa is similar to the Haitian afranchi, but the Cuban Tumba Francesa is danced to drums instead of string and woodwind instruments. The costumes of the dancers are colourful and flamboyant. More on the culture of Santiago in future editions of the Arts Roundup. More than 500 new editions will travel throughout Cuba during the 29th International Book Fair of Havana. The Cuban Book Institute, as usual, intends to mount a fair of quality, offering more than 4,000 titles through the archipelago. The guest country of honour in this, the 29th edition, will be the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, a nation that celebrates in 2020 60 years of diplomatic relations with Cuba. More than 220 guests from 44 countries are to join in the literary feast. The inauguration of the fair will be on February the 6th at the Fort San Carlos de la Cabaña, and the ambassador of Vietnam in Cuba, Nguyen Trung, had this to say in a recent press conference.
Quisiera, ante todo, agradecer y felicitar a Cuba y al pueblo de Cuba.
I would like to first of all thank and congratulate the people of Cuba for organizing this 29th International Book Fair. We believe, without a doubt, that it will be a success, regardless of the economic constraints and economic difficulties of the moment. Cuba and its people are the ones that never lack new ideas, and we are sure of that. We are especially happy to have received this invitation as a guest country of honor at the 29th International Book Fair, because Vietnam is the first guest country of honor to be invited as such to Cuba and in Latin America. Cuba is a country that has not only had great success in the previous international book fairs, but also Cuba has always been of interest in Vietnam for people who have not visited, and therefore it has been and is a great attraction.
Mi unicornio azul ayer se me perdió. Pastando lo dejé.
The Cuban music industry will be mounting a stand at the 29th International Book Fair in Havana, to be held from February the 6th to the 16th. Its location in Hall A7 in the Fortress San Carlos de la Cabana is the result of the joint work of organizations that belong to the Cuban Institute of Music, such as the National Museum of Music, the Musical Instruments Factory, Colibri Productions, Abdallah, Beast Music, and Egrim Record Companies. The project aims to facilitate both the public access to Cuban musical products and to strengthen working alliances between its institutions. Cuban author Abel González Melo has won the Casa de las Americas 2020 prize in the theater section for the play Requiem for Maria Luisa Milanes. Authors from Mexico, Guatemala, Puerto Rico, Brazil, and Martinique also won awards. The results of the prestigious event were announced in the Sala Che Guevara de la Casa in the presence of Abel Prieto Jimenez, president of the Casa de las Americas, and Alpidio Alonso, minister of culture, amongst other personalities. Aparecida Vilaça won the prize in Brazilian literature, and the jury felt that in it he answered, quote, some of the most urgent problems of our times. Literature, Art and the Masses in the Insular Caribbean by Puerto Rican writer Aurea Maria Sotomayor was another winner for being, amongst other reasons, quote, an urgent, scholarly and innovative comparative analysis of the French, English and Spanish language Caribbean literature and art. Martinique writer Fabienne Canor was the winner in Caribbean literature in French. Quote, a proposal that talks about the fundamental issues of contemporary realities concerning populations from the colonization, particularly of the Caribbean. The prize of studies on native cultures of America went to the Mayan author Quiche Emile Queme from Guatemala. The text was recognized as, quote, a critical analysis of the work of 10 contemporary Mayan writers. Ediciones Bologna, editorial stamp of the Office of the Historian of the City, proposes about 33 new publications for the 29th International Book Fair of Havana. This year, the headquarters for the presentations of the books has changed from the usual Calle de Madera in the Plaza de Armas to the Rubén Martínez Villena Public Library on 59 Obispo Street and in the areas surrounding the building. The inauguration of Bologna at the Book Fair this year, 2020, will officially begin at 10 a.m. on the 7th of the month with the presentation of the 2020 Institutional Calendar and the Face of the Nation postcard collection conceived with images belonging to the collection of the Office of the Historian of the City of Havana. During the event, the tribute will be made to the Cuban essayist and researcher Ana Cairo Ballesta, who died in 2019 and whose work will be celebrated in this, the 29th edition of the Book Fair, with a special dedication of the presentation on Tuesday, February the 11th, of the book Ciudad Viva, The volume is a compilation of interviews carried out in the program, the radio program, Ciudad Viva of the radio station Habana Radio, which contains the last interview with the renowned intellectual. Ediciones Bologna, editorial stamp of the Office of the Historian of the City of Havana, proposing 33 new publications for the 29th International Book Fair of Havana. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.